Chapter 1
Phineas is dead.
The pronouncement hit Adrian Mitchell like a physical blow. Gripping the handrail to counterbalance his shaken composure, he rounded a bend in the stairwell and looked at the seraph who ascended abreast of him. With the relaying of the news, Jason Taylor advanced into Phineas's former rank as Adrian's second in command.
When? How?
Jason easily kept up with Adrian's inhuman pace as they approached the roof.
About an hour ago, it was called in as a vamp attack.
No one noticed a vampire within striking distance? How the fuck is that possible?
That was my question. I sent Damien to investigate.
They reached the last landing. The lichen guard in front of them pushed open the heavy metal door, and Adrian slipped sunglasses over his eyes before stepping into the Arizona sunshine. He watched the guard recoil from the oven-like heat, then heard a complaining growl from the second lichen who brought up the rear. As base creatures of instinct, they were susceptible to physical stimuli in ways the seraphim and vampires were not. Adrian didn't feel the temperature at all. The loss of Phineas had chilled his blood. A helicopter waited on the pad in front of them, its whirring blades churning the oppressively dry and gritty air. Its rounded side was emblazoned with both Mitchell Aeronautics and Adrian's winged logo.
You have doubts.
He focused on the details because he couldn't afford to vent his fury now. Inside, he was shattered by grief over the loss of his best friend and trusted lieutenant. But as leader of the Sentinels, he couldn't appear diminished in any way. Phineas's death would send ripples through the ranks of his elite unit of Seraphim. The Sentinels would be looking to him for strength and guidance.
One of his lichens survived the attack.
Despite the roar of the aircraft's engine, Jason didn't need to raise his voice to be heard. He also didn't cover his seraph blue eyes, despite the pair of designer shades perched atop his golden head.
I find it a bit odd that Phineas was investigating the size of the Navajo Lake Pack, then he gets ambushed on the way home and killed. Yet one of his dogs survives to call it in as a vamp assault?
Adrian had been utilizing the lichens for centuries as both guards for the sentinels and healer dogs to herd the vampires into designated areas. But recent signs of restlessness among the lichens signaled a need for him to reevaluate. They'd been created for the express purpose of serving his unit. If necessary, Adrian would remind them of the pact made by their ancestors. They could have all been turned into soulless, blood-sucking vampires as punishment for their crimes, but he'd spared them in return for their indenture. Although some of the lichens believed their debt had been paid by their predecessors, they failed to recognize that this world was made for mortals. They could never live among and alongside humans. Their only place was the one Adrian had made for them. One of his guards ducked low and pushed through the air turbulence created by the helicopter blades. Reaching the aircraft, the lichen held the door open. Adrian's power buffered him from the tempest, allowing him to proceed without effort. He looked at Jason.
I'll need to question the lichen who survived the attack.
I'll tell Damien.
The wind whipped through the lieutenant's blonde locks and sent his sunglasses flying. Adrian snatched them out of the air with a lightning-quick grasp. Vaulting into the cabin, he settled into one of the two rear-facing bucket seats. Jason occupied the other one.
But I have to ask, is a guard dog that can't guard worth anything? Maybe you should put him down to reinforce that by example.
If he's at fault, he'll pray for death.
Adrian tossed the shades at him.
But until I know otherwise, he's a victim and my only witness. I need him if I'm to catch and punish those who did this.
The two lichens dropped onto the opposite row of seats. One was stocky, a bruiser. The other was nearly equal in height to Adrian. The taller guard secured his seatbelt and said,
That dog's mate died trying to protect Phineas. If he could have done something, he would have.
Jason opened his mouth. Adrian held up a hand to keep him quiet.
You're Elijah.
The lichen nodded. He was dark-haired and had the luminous green eyes of a creature tainted with the blood of demons. It was one